At 1:15 today, I'll be entering day 24 of my hunger strike against the Fort Lauderdale sharing ban. There are four others that are also hunger striking.
They haven't been striking as long as you, though. They just started, about a week ago?
Thursday Adams is on day 12, and Desiree Lynn and Chris Mentz are on day 2, and then another one just joined yesterday.
So there's a lot of support here for this hunger strike. Why is it so important? What about this issue is it that grabs you?
The reason that I chose a hunger strike is because I feel that if I could force people who created and lobbied and voted for these ordinances could actually see how devastating the starvation process is, that it may change their minds about it.
So Fort Lauderdale has passed a series of ordinances against panhandling, and finally this last one against sharing food in public parks. And the Fort Lauderdale mayor, Jack Seeler, he says the ordinance is not about criminalizing homelessness. He says it's about a comprehensive fix by setting up what he calls reasonable rules for feeding the homeless. Do you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely not.
Why is that?
No, it's very unreasonable for them to say that, you know, grassroots organizations that don't even accept monetary donations generally have to hire porta potties for the 1 hour that they're there at the park sharing food. Actually, one of the ladies from another group who shares food, Peanut Butter and Jelly Project, she actually tried communicating with the city officials to get 2 porta potties donated, had the maintenance services on them donated indefinitely, and had artists who were willing to donate their time and resources to paint them all pretty and stuff. And nobody's once gotten back to her about that proposal. Like, this is stuff that would be free to the city. And they said no to it. They haven't reached out to any of the grassroots groups who actually are out there in the trenches and saying, yeah, you know, what can we do to help? You guys are closest to these people. How can we help these people and get together and help these people as a community? Instead, they just enacted all these really harsh laws to basically criminalize homeless necessities.
There's one city commissioner who voted against the sharing ban. He's calling now for a moratorium, and he hosted a town hall meeting last night. What happened there?
Yeah, I was at that town hall meeting, and that was the first time that a city official has reached out to the homeless activist community as a whole. So I was very grateful for that. We made sure that at least one person from all of the larger sharing groups was able to speak. He made sure that homeless people were able to speak, and he made sure that the people who agree with this ordinance were able to speak. And it was a very interesting evening. I feel like it was a lot of smoke and mirrors because nothing came out of it, and that it was just a bunch of us just getting up there and saying the same things that we've been saying for days, weeks, months, years even. But I do also want to point out that Dean Trentalis last night, that was the first time any city official has even acknowledged that somebody's hunger striking, let alone 5 people.
And finally, Jillian Pym from Food Not Bombs Fort Lauderdale, what would it take for you to end your hunger strike?
Originally, my plan was until the plan was repealed or enforcement of it has stopped. But I'm considering stepping back and taking a break because I'm a smaller person before this hunger strike started, and I'm progressing through the starvation process a lot more rapidly than I should. And the fear is that I'm approaching the danger zone a lot faster and unpredictably. And since there's other people who have stepped up, I have been considering stepping back a little bit and letting them carry the torch, so to speak.